election. Just might seem like changing direction right now. Don't go around taking up no collection. On a way down, there's nobody left to crown. What if politicians were all good guys? If we want freedom, we've got to amend it on our way down. There's nobody left to crown. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Folk singer and activist Richie Havens with Nobody Left to Crown. On March 22nd last year, Havens announced that he was stopping touring after 45 years because of health reasons. Sadly, 2 days ago, he suffered a heart attack and died at his home in Jersey City, New Jersey, at the age of 72. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. It's Tuesday, April the 24th. Is it? Tuesday. Yes, that sounds like a Tuesday. But it actually is a Wednesday. And there's terror, terror everywhere. It has preoccupied the news all over the place. Terror in Canada, terror in the United States, terror in the Far East, the Near East, the Middle East, terror all over. But what do we mean by that? What is this thing that we talk about as terrorism? I thought we'd talk about that today because it is interesting that in the left of center communities, we seem to have a hard time with this T word. It, pardon the pun, it terrorizes people who consider themselves politically left. They just hate to use the word. So naturally, I thought we would focus our attention on the word and its meaning today. Just what is terrorism? Who is a terrorist? Well, to the best that I was able to discern, the most recent birth of the word was in 2001, and it came from the Bush administration, President George Bush, who in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks was said to be the person coining the phrase, the war on terror. Now, this is how he defined it then. Here he is addressing Congress in September in the aftermath of 9/11 in 2001.
On September the 11th, enemies of freedom committed an act of war against our country. Americans have known wars, but for the past 136 years, they have been wars on foreign soil, except for one Sunday in 1941. Americans have known the casualties of war, but not at the center of a great city on a peaceful morning. Americans have known surprise attacks, but never before on thousands of civilians. All of this was brought upon us in a single day. And night fell on a different world, a world where freedom itself is under attack. Americans have many questions tonight. Americans are asking, who attacked our country? The evidence we have gathered all points to a collection of loosely affiliated terrorist organizations known as Al-Qaeda. They are some of the murderers indicted for bombing American embassies in Tanzania and Kenya and responsible for bombing the USS Cole. Al-Qaeda is to terror what the mafia is to crime, but its goal is not making money. Its goal is remaking the world and imposing its radical beliefs on people everywhere. The terrorist practice a fringe form of Islamic extremism that has been rejected by Muslim scholars and the vast majority of Muslim clerics, a fringe movement that perverts the peaceful teaching of Islam. The terrorist directive commands them to kill Christians and Jews, to kill all Americans, and make no distinctions among military and civilians, including women and children. This group and its leader, a person named Osama bin Laden, are linked to many other organizations in different countries, including the Egyptian Islamic Jihad and the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan. There are thousands of these terrorists in more than 60 countries. They are recruited from their own nations and neighborhoods and brought to camps in places like Afghanistan, where they are trained in the tactics of terror. They are sent back to their homes or sent to hide in countries around the world to plot evil and destruction. The leadership of Al-Qaeda has great influence in Afghanistan and supports the Taliban regime in controlling most of that country. In Afghanistan, we see Al-Qaeda's vision for the world. Afghanistan's people have been brutalized. Many are starving, and many have fled. Women are not allowed to attend school. You can be jailed for owning a television. Religion can be practiced only as their leaders dictate. A man can be jailed in Afghanistan if his beard is not long enough. The United States respects the people of Afghanistan. After all, we are currently its largest source of humanitarian aid, but we condemn the Taliban regime. It is not only repressing its own people, it is threatening people everywhere by sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists. By aiding and abetting murder, the Taliban regime is committing murder. And tonight, the United States of America makes the following demands on the Taliban. Deliver to United States authorities all the leaders of Al-Qaeda who hide in your land. Release all foreign nationals, including American citizens you have unjustly imprisoned. Protect foreign journalists, diplomats, and aid workers in your country. Close immediately and permanently every terrorist training camp in Afghanistan and hand over every terrorist and every person in their support structure to appropriate authorities. give the United States full access to terrorist training camps so we can make sure they are no longer operating. These demands are not open to negotiation or discussion. Taliban must act and act immediately. They will hand over the terrorists or they will share in their fate. I also want to speak tonight directly to Muslims throughout the world. We respect your faith. It's practiced freely by many millions of Americans and by millions more in countries that America counts as friends. Its teachings are good and peaceful. And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah. The terrorists are traitors to their own faith, trying in effect to hijack Islam itself. The enemy of America is not our many Muslim friends. It is not our many Arab friends. Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them. Our war on terror begins with Al-Qaeda, but it does not end there. It will not end until every terrorist group of global reach has been found, stopped, and defeated.
Well, that's quite a statement and quite a definition of terrorism. And yet, there are people who say if you flip the coin and you substitute, say, the word Christians, it could mean the same thing to people who are from another part of the world. So, that is where we got the most recent definition of terrorism from President Bush, and the current president, Barack Obama, has been somewhat reluctant to use the word, but uses it very sparingly, very sparingly, but not differently. So now we come to the situation at hand today, and it concerns, of course, the act of terror, which I think is reasonable to say when two bombs are detonated on unsuspecting people at a public event with the intent of causing death and grievous harm for reasons that still remain to be known, although it is said that religious fervor was behind it. What are we to make of that act? How do we label that? And can individuals, based on the definition laid out by President Bush, can individuals be as responsible for countries from which they come if they invoke the name of those countries in committing acts of terror? This is where we're going today. So, 888-874-4888, we are looking to define terrorism. The interesting thing is that I've been doing some research and I can't find a uniform definition as it applies I should say, legally, the legal definition of it. There are elements that are common, but I unless I haven't really done a very thorough job, and that is quite possible, but I haven't seen a uniform definition as to what constitutes terrorism. So that's our conversation today. Why are we so reluctant in some cases to say, hey, you know, when you do something like that, like the Boston Marathon bombing, that is terrorism. And the people who do that should be considered terrorists. But then what do we mean? Why does it qualify as terrorism? And how, therefore, do we treat terrorism? How are we supposed to relate to this concept of terrorism? Alan from Brooklyn, you're up to bat.
Hello, Eutrice. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Let's hear your definition.
Okay. I was listening to the speech by Bush, and when the audience, whoever he was talking to, applauded him, I could see his smirk even without looking at a TV.
I should have mentioned he was addressing Congress.
Okay. Now, if you want to see, in my opinion, an act of terrorism, do you remember the campaign he called Shock and Awe?
Yes.
Yeah, to me that was terrorism. To me that was unnecessary because, you know, a few years prior to Shock and Awe, I've seen videos of Rumsfeld actually shaking the hand of Saddam Hussein when he was selling him his chemical, when Rumsfeld was working for the chemical company that Saddam bought chemicals from to use against, I believe it was the Kurds. So, in my opinion, I know I might not be exactly talking about what you would like me to be talking about, but
I want to know how you see it, because this is the very nature of the discussion. It is so personalized and it's so kind of loosely defined because everybody has a different version of it. But what I want to do, I don't want to let progressives or people who consider themselves left of center off the hook, because this community as well kind of fudges it and is quick to say, okay, when the United States does this, it's terrorism. Do you consider what happened at the Boston Marathon terrorism? Oh, Alan, why is this?
Yeah,
why the groan? Why the groan?
You know the way you always stump me since I've been calling in. Was it an act of terrorism? It was the killing and maiming of innocent people.
Right.
I guess you would have to, I guess you could define it as terrorism.
Why are you so reluctant? What is accounting for your reluctance in defining it?
Because I'm still very unsettled about what happened on 9/11, and I believe this country, the powers that be, had an agenda that they wanted to implement, and they wanted to implement it through 9/11.
Do you consider 9/11, the 9/11 attack, terrorism?
I believe it was more than terrorism. I believe it was people doing something as disastrous as 9/11 was for their own means, for their own agenda, for their own. They wanted to implement this war on terrorism. Weinberger and Rumsfeld and Cheney and Bush and who else knows. And I'll tell you something. By me talking the way I'm talking on the phone and the way this government is monitoring phone calls and computer communications, and, you know, I'm afraid to even spit out my own feelings sometimes because, you know, somebody could be knocking on my door and saying, You know, you're a prisoner of the state because of your statements about Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney and this and that. So you know what I'm driving at?
Yes, I know what you're driving at. In some places it's called paranoia, but it's okay. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean nobody's after you, okay?
It's something. You know, terrorism.
I want to just get from you. Are you unwilling to put a label on what occurred at the Boston Marathon? Or are you okay with calling that terrorism?
Is it okay in calling it blowback?
I'm just asking you what you want to call it. The main thing is you're not calling it terrorism. You're calling it blowback.
Blowback, terrorism, and disgust. I'll tell you one thing, you know, not to get into religious, you know, people's beliefs, but there are people that are using the Quran in the way that it shouldn't be used. You know, death to the infidels, I don't know. Our country has done a lot of terrible things to a lot of innocent people.
Yes, but I'm still looking for clarity on this issue. But you got to start
I guess I'm not too clear.
This is the whole point. You're proving the point that there's a certain degree of discomfort about affixing a label on what has happened and say, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
What's going to happen when they start using drones in this country and they go after terrorists in this country and, you know, collateral damage, little children being blown apart, little infants being blown apart, and what are they going to say? Well, we were going after the terrorists. Unfortunately, innocent people are going to be blown away to smithereens also.
All right, but Alan, I give you credit. You started us on this road. I always give credit to the first person up at bat, and that's you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Utrecht.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sean, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Hello, Sean. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, Utrecht?
Okay. Are you willing or unwilling generally to call something terrorism or to call a person who does something that you consider terrorism a terrorist? Is there an emotional block for you using this word?
No, there's no emotional block, but I will say this. You asked if what happened in Boston was considered a terrorist act.
Whether you consider it.
Yes, it is, but hold on. I also consider that, hold on, it is a terrorist act.
I'm holding, Sean.
Now, President Obama, the other day, when he was on TV, defined a terrorist act as the use of bombs against innocent civilians. So with that definition said, America then becomes the biggest terrorist on the planet because from World War II on, what has America done to civilians in other countries? They've dropped bombs on them. Started with dropping bombs on Japanese cities and burning them down. Civilians, not combatants, civilians. We did the same thing to Germany, burned down 161 of their cities, civilians. Vietnam, napalming civilians. Korea, 4 million Koreans dead, mostly civilians. How? By bombs. And now you have a person or persons bringing back some of this type of blowback to us. So, yes, it's a terrorist act, but we also have committed acts of terrorism.
Yes, I would agree with that. But what I want to ask you, press you a little bit more, Sean. Why was April the 15th, the bombing at the Boston Marathon, an act of terror? Why are those two men terrorists?
Well, I'm going to say this. I would say it's an act of terror in terms of, again, using President Obama's definition, you use bombs against civilians, non-combatants. Maybe in their mind they looked at it as a conflict, but the people they used it on were considered non-combatants.
So, let me ask you, if let's say it wasn't bombs. Let's say it was they threw a lot of sulfuric acid on people. Is that also an act of terror? Does it have to be bombs?
No, it doesn't have to be bombs. It can be using chemicals. It can be using guns. It can be using anything to slaughter civilians en masse.
Okay. So it involves the use of force. Mm-hmm. And the use of force for mass effect.
Mass effect, correct.
Okay. So you're okay calling the marathon bombings terrorism?
I'm okay with calling it that, again, because they used weapons of some sort to inflict or attempt to inflict mass deaths and mass casualties.
Okay.
So
and
I'm
you're okay with you're
it,
okay with the agents of that violence being called terrorists?
Again, yes, but at the same time, you know, there's no. I don't look at it as a one-way street. In other words, I don't look at it as only jihadists are terrorists. You know, if you're going to define terrorism as the act of killing civilians, we're talking people that are not combatants. They don't have weapons, any way to defend themselves. Then, yes, that's terrorism, but also what we have done, again, to other civilians in other countries in our wars is terrorism.
So let me ask you, if the bombs that went off and at the marathon instead were directed at, say, the large contingent of police officers who had guns and were able to defend themselves, would that have been terrorism?
I see. You're good at this. I would say loosely defined, you could say yes and you could say no.
No, I'm asking what you could say.
You know,
what are you going to say?
If the targets were people who were
armed, like police officers,
uh-huh.
Would that have been terrorism by your definition?
I could say yes, because they weren't aware that they were in any kind of a, let's say, a conflict of any sort.
You're feeling strong about your definition, Sean?
Well, again, the way you put that with the police officers, you know, it starts to now become, let's take it from here to there now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but because this is how the conversation goes, because we have to see how we use the word. And
okay.
We are seeing how fluid it is.
Okay.
No matter who uses it. This is the whole point. So, but, I mean, you're really good at this. You did a fantastic job. I like your reasoning.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Sarah, you're next. Thank you for joining us.
Greetings to you, Utrees. Am I being heard?
Thank you. Yes, you're on.
Well, Utrees, I'm going to make this very simple, because everyone seems to be hemming and hawing and they don't want to get to the point, as if though they're trying to be politically correct. Terrorism is defined in this country as long as you are a non-white individual and you have taken the life of white people, then you are deemed a terrorist. Because we can see with the situation with what happened in Sandy Hook with that young man who went to that school and killed all of those people. He was not labeled a terrorist. Jared Lochner, who went and he shot up Gabrielle Giffords and all of those people, he was not labeled one. Same goes for Tim McVeigh as well as the Batman shooter in Colorado. These people were not labeled as terrorists, you see, and this was all a terroristic act that they went in there and instilled fear and chaos on people who were supposedly enjoying their day. But this country in particular, they have a way of spinning their brand of propaganda to make it seem, because they want to paint the face of terrorism on non-white people, specifically Muslim people. As I mentioned earlier with this young man, this man is a Caucasian. He's from the Caucasus Mountain. People in
Caucasus,
this country who...
Caucasus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
it's
you.
It's called the Caucasus.
The Caucasus Mountain, excuse me. And he's from that region, and the people who call themselves white in this country, they have white and Caucasian. So this man is...
But you're taking us on the scenic route here. Stay direct,
because that's the way you promised to be direct.
Let's go.
Okay. So what they're trying to do, they're trying to put this, like I said, put this face of terrorism that's saying that anyone who is a non-white individual and they perform an act that they make the definition for, because we're not making this definition up. The powers that be, they're the ones who are coming up with these definitions of the jihadist, Islamic extremism, whatever that is supposed to be, and saying that this is what it is, and therefore you fall into the category of being a terrorist. And that is what they have done, because no one else on these soils who are Europeans or white Americans who have done acts that would be classified as terrorist acts.
But let me say this. Let me ask you. The alleged suspects in the bombing, the Boston Marathon bombings, you just admitted these are indeed Caucasians.
Yes, ma'am.
And their violence was directed... primarily, if you looked at the ethnicity or the apparent skin color, if you want to do it that way, it was mostly white. So does not make it terrorism because they're both of white skin?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it is. Anytime you instill a sense of fear on people, as what was done in the case with what happened in Boston, in Afghanistan, Iraq, any one of these places where people don't have a sense of normalcy or security to know that I could go into my house and go to sleep and wake up the next day and not be afraid a drone might come and hit, you know, miss a target and obliterate me and my family. That sense of normalcy is gone from those people in those regions because of the possibility of that drone, which is a terrorist act. And that is what is happening in Boston.
Well, you may say it's a terrorist act, but there are sanctions that are allowed in cases of war. And the argument is that use of drones is actually part of the rules of war. And if you are pursuing an enemy, again, within the rules of war, as interpreted, say, like by Israel, by the United States, in terms of preemptive strikes, you are allowed to use methods that are, in fact, most efficient in annihilating your enemy. But that gets us into a whole other discussion. I'm interested in, are you comfortable labeling the April 15th attack in Boston a terrorist act?
No, I'm not comfortable in labeling it a terrorist act.
Are you comfortable labeling the young men involved allegedly terrorists?
I'm not comfortable labeling them as terrorist retreats because I have yet to see any firm evidence of these young men actually putting down a backpack.
I'm saying allegedly. So we're talking theoretically. Are you comfortable if it turns out that, in fact, there's evidence to show that they did put the backpacks there and so forth? Mm-hmm. But right now we're talking theoretically. Are you comfortable looking at those young men as terrorists?
Yeah, if theoretically they did it, that they deliberately got up that morning, packed a backpack with intent of harming and maiming and killing people and left it out there, then yes, I would consider them to be a terrorist, just as I would consider any Tim McVeigh or anyone else in this country who left their homes with the intent of killing people, because you know with a bomb, you're going to kill people.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank
you're
you,
welcome,
Sarah.
Patrice.
All right. This is a very interesting discussion. A word we use all the time, a word that is used all the time. And we would swear that we all are talking about the same thing. But as you can see, it varies. Let's see, who is up next? I think that would be Jay from New York.
Hello,
hello,
good
Jay.
Afternoon.
Yes, Jay, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
You're hilarious, by the way, I just wanted to mention.
Thank you.
Just right off the bat, I am not comfortable with labeling the events on April 15th as an act of terrorism, and I'm also not yet ready to refer to the two individuals who allegedly had anything to do with the act as terrorists.
Why?
Because there's a certain nuance that because we're kind of bombarded with media nowadays, and of course this is, you know, obviously more so post 9/11, there are certain things that are put out there that sort of condition us to thinking a certain kind of way, believing a certain kind of thing, and it's almost subliminal. It's not even something that we give thought to.
But Jay, you're going all esoteric on me.
I didn't mean to.
No, didn't you see the bomb going off? Did you see that big cloud of smoke?
Of course.
People are running and screaming.
Naturally.
And legs are all over the place, and people's limbs are all over the place.
You know, clearly.
Blood everywhere.
Of course.
Does
clearly,
that look nuanced to you?
Well, no, not at all. Clearly, without question, there was a heinous act committed. There's no question about it.
Was it terrorism? We know it was a heinous act. Why are you hedging, calling it?
You know why?
I want to know.
Because the word terrorism is basically, it's a term that was sort of force-fed, I think, onto the public.
I thought it was a perfect word, looking at the way these people, how they were left, an unsuspecting situation. They're there to witness some runners run into the finish line, and boom, two explosions, and blood is everywhere, and that, it seems to me, the intention was to cause as much harm and to, you know, take as many casualties as possible. So I'm really intrigued by why you are still dealing with the nuances.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If, for example, if we take that common definition, just like how we heard former President Bush refer to it, if we take what also, you know, President Obama sort of skirts around, if we take that definition of terrorism, just like how you played earlier, if you just take away the Muslim perspective and you slip in Christianity, it sort of fits. So what I mean to say is, the same way the presidents are defining terrorism,
mm-hmm.
That's from the Western perspective. So,
but
now,
I'm not concerned about them. I'm concerned about you.
Me?
Yes.
Well, you know what?
Here's my issue
with the whole terrorism labeling. And all right,
please,
I'm going to get to
lead me to the issue, please.
Here's my issue.
Yes.
You know, and I guess just like the previous caller said, we're kind of being politically correct. But when it comes down to it, if that's what is defined as terrorism, then I would have to also flip it and say America is a terrorist country as well as.
But that's not a good argument.
Well, you know, but you know what it is. See, if and maybe I'm not willing,
You know the argument you're making, Jay, is like saying you get caught for speeding, and your defense is, but look how many people you're letting go.
No, I don't think it's the same thing. I don't think you can't tell me this is what we don't need. Once we hear the word terrorist, we already have a face which, you know, subscribes to what a terrorist looks like. And that's wrong because it was just, that's how it was taught to us in a way.
But I didn't ask you about that. I asked you about not the face. I asked you about the act. And you're having trouble defining the act?
You know what? I'm not comfortable with, I mean, obviously people were terrified.
Yes.
But you're also terrified on a roller coaster sometimes.
Oh, Lord.
You know, but
Jenny,
I don't know if I would
mercy,
think,
have pity on me here.
I'm trying. I just don't think, I don't like that spoon-fed definition of here's what we want you to think terrorism is, and therefore, there you have it, an example of what we defined as terrorism, and you go with that.
Let's do this. I'll come to your side and say, let's throw out the word terrorism for the moment. Would you concede that there were two violent explosions?
Unquestionably, right.
Would you concede that the explosions occurred in the midst of people who were completely unaware and unsuspecting?
Absolutely.
Would you concede that the clear intent was to do harm to them in a big way, in a massive way?
Well,
as opposed, for example, of fighting each person one-on-one in the schoolyard.
Yeah, here's the problem.
You keep fudging.
No, I have a problem with when you say intent. I kind of have a problem with that word intent.
Of course, it's intentional. Why would somebody be unintentional about getting up in the morning, putting their pressure cooker thing together, coming down to a place where they know a huge crowd would be, and being the only ones knowing that in 5 seconds they'll be all hell breaking loose, and hey, look what we've done?
Okay. So that said, so we're going to go over that mountain and say yes, with the intent to do harm.
All right. So, but is it terror?
I can't say yes.
It's kind of quiet here, Jay. All right. But you know what? You're very earnest. I really appreciate that. I truly do. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your contribution today.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. You're welcome.
Bye.
Eugene from New York. What have you to say?
Hello, Eugene.
Hello.
Honestly, I think the end result of what happened in Boston is an act of terrorism. I just don't know the details of why they did it. I don't, you know, so that's one of the issues that I have. I still don't know why they actually did it, but I think the act is actually terrorism, yes.
Right, but now you're putting in a qualifier here, and your qualifier is that motive is important in terms of your definition.
I think it is.
So if you don't have a motive, a clear motive, you are likely not to consider it terrorism.
No, then it's an act of violence, an extreme act of violence.
An extreme act of violence.
Yes, for me.
So how do we cross that line into from extreme act of violence to terrorism?
Well, I would think that terrorism, there's a political means of expression that they're trying to put out.
Okay.
Opposed to someone who's just, you know, a little crazy or fanatical. And he's got, you know, so that's the difference for me. It's one's like a bigger political thing opposed to a personal vendetta.
All right. Now, if it should turn out, this is just an if.
Mm-hmm.
If it should turn out that the motive is the United States has insulted Islam.
That's terrorism.
It's terrorism.
Yes. Oh, well, wow. I should let you finish. You finish, sorry.
No, I'm surprised because so far Sarah told us that, and Jay just told us, that the picture we get in our heads is that of Muslims. So if it is, let's say, if it turns out to be a major act of terror committed by somebody who happens to be Muslim and whose motivation is religiously informed. You're okay calling that terrorism, even if some people might say you're being stereotypical.
Okay, I don't put a particular face on terrorism. I look at that as, I'm not going to say ignorant, I don't want to insult anyone, but there is no actual face for me for terrorism. You know, it's the act.
And therefore, since it would then qualify as terrorism, would the agents of that terrorism, would you consider them terrorists?
You wanted that one. The agent? What was that? Sorry.
Well, we're having good fun, that's for sure. So what would your answer be, Brother Eugene?
The answer be to your last question?
Yeah.
I didn't really understand the question. I'm sorry.
If you concede, mm-hmm. Supposing you walked us through the first part and you said, okay, that would be terrorism.
Uh-huh.
Now, would you, since that would be terrorism, would the agents of that act, are you comfortable calling them terrorists?
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
Wait a minute now. What's the equivocation in your voice?
Because the act itself is, you know, it's very violent, and it's, you know, it affects the masses, and ultimately, I think that's, you know, the end result is terrorism. You know, it's like, you know, how people actually feel after whatever reason, you know, that the people are doing it, does matter. But the end result, the mental way that you look at it, it's an act of terror and violence.
Okay. So now we got from you some pretty interesting qualifiers. The act has political motivation behind it, and it's deliberate, and it's massive.
Yes.
All right. Well, all right there, Brother Eugene. You go from New York, New York. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Great.
We're friends on Facebook, too.
Thanks so much. All righty. James from Queens, what is your view?
Oh, good afternoon, Latrice.
Hi.
You know, when the word terrorism is used, no one ever stops to look at it up in a dictionary. Now, definition in a dictionary, the meaning is a social system that gives authority and influence in a state to the landowners, a system of church government based on primacy of civil power. And that's what the dictionary gives you a definition of terrorism.
How old is your dictionary?
My dictionary is old in what they think it is, the English dictionary.
We're going to find out
the facts of what it is, because the media tends to use words to dramatize, create a problem where public says, wait a minute now, we want to know the facts. We don't want to know what plagiarism is here. We don't want to know what the fact. We want to know what happened. People saw the explosion out there, but the media has covered. Now, the question is, these two men that were caught by the FBI or the civil authorities now are at the point where they're going to be processed through the so-called criminal law. But the fact is, well, they're Caucasians. They're not Arabs. Where are they from? They're from Russia. Now the question is, what nationality are? Well, they're from the Caucasus. Well, that's the birth rate of the birthplace of Caucasian people.
They have euphemistically, and in my view, pejoratively called them ethnic Chechens.
Well, look at the word ethnic. What is the definition of the word ethnic?
They use the word ethnic simply to say that they're Muslims. That's how the Europeans covering that part of the world, and when you hear stories covered by American reporters, they use the word ethnic. You have ethnic Bosnians, ethnic Serbs, ethnic Chechens, all these ethnic groups, ethnic Uzbeks, ethnic everybody means they are more than likely Muslim.
Yeah, but the question is, where does the word nationality come in?
Well, it's not about nationality, but you are being very sneaky, and I must tell you, you're trying to get us off track here.
Well, I mean,
so
the fact is, you use the word terrorism, and you never gave the people the definition of the word terrorism. So,
no,
in the sense that we want to come to the table of truth, not the table of lies.
I'm saying to you that this is the discussion, because you would find that. In elaborating our discussion and thinning it out more and more, you will see that even the dictionary's definition may not necessarily be adequate given the application of the word in modern times. There was a time, for example, that the word nice was an insult. The word nice was not a nice word. If you were called a nice person, it meant you were very hard to get along with. But things change. And they change because the usage changes, and that's the nature of language. Language changes.
Well, I mean, in the sense that the language they're using today is more of a misnomer or a problem, because the fact is there was a time where America never spoke English at all.
Well, I still know that it still obtains. Let me ask you, are you comfortable or not calling that act an act of terrorism?
Well, number one, anyone in their right mind would look at it as violence, because you have more violence on television, you have more violence in the movies. Hollywood manufactures violence, and that is shipped around the world.
Right, but is it terrorism?
You call it terrorism. I call it violence.
I'm not calling it anything. I'm just asking.
No, I'm calling it as it is.
You're calling it violence.
An act of ignorance.
An act of ignorance. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. An act of ignorance. Not even discussing violence. It's not part of that discussion. Well, we can squeeze in a real fast call here. Gerald from Georgia.
Hello.
Hello, Gerald.
Yeah.
You have to be a bit quick. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry?
I said you have to be a little bit quick. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
about that.
I would say it's terrorism. I think a lot of people listening are pushing back against the use of terrorism from the Bush administration. You can just overuse the word. But I would think, what they did was they're terrorists, it was an act of terrorism. That was their intent, and that was their goal.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your contribution, sir.
Okay.
Well, I think we ought to continue this discussion, because as we see, the political application of the words and how we interpret things and the definitions we are given to work with, definitions that we have ourselves no power to change in the world that matters. We can't persuade George Bush that terrorism means X. We can't persuade Barack Obama that terrorism means Y. But we're talking among ourselves. This is how we arrive at a new way of looking at things. I'm fascinated by the opinions that we got today, and I'm delighted because, again, as you see, we took all of this for granted. And yet, how many different points of view did we get today simply by engaging in intelligent discussion and debate? I am so thankful, and I'm so proud that I'm associated with people like you. So thank you so much. I want you to, of course, you can continue the conversation. Write me at leadstories, L-E-I-D, stories, @gmail.com, or on Facebook, Lead Stories with Utrice Lead. And, of course, please tell your folks, your friends in your circle, that this is the place that you come at 1 o'clock Monday through Friday Eastern Time. And we kind of throw things together in the reservoir, and we see how much we can draw out from it at the end of the program. Thank you again. And here's Richie Havens taking us out. Coming up next is Alternative Visions with Dr. Jack Rasmus. See you tomorrow.
Motherless child.